This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio, that is Tonight the Game and that's tonightthegame.com. I got Sam Crenshaw, 9 floors up in the Kia Studios, minus Greg, who is on assignment. Oh, my goodness, and it's that time, folks. It is that time. We're going to wait at the top of the hour, and Grant McCauley is going to join us from Braves Spring Training. But right now, it is that time of the show, and we've been waiting for it. I know one of the things I believe she's going to talk about, but who knows? Who knows? That is why, with caution, we go to the other side of the glass for Noelle's World. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
How are we doing in the lovely Kia Studios? We get to see all the fog from every angle.
We can't see nothing. I'm looking out the window. I can't see across the street.
Barely, right?
It is. It's pretty thick out here this morning, y'all. Be careful.
Please do. So, you know, I usually like to start my segment with some kind of sound that leads us into what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to play Slick Rick's children's story because this weekend and last week, really a whole run up to a release shoe last week, has shown how Jordan Brand has brought storytelling and history back into the marketing plan, and it is working phenomenally. And I love it. And it's not so much the nostalgia or all of that, but it's being able to interject the history lesson to the younger, quote-unquote, sneakerheads and connoisseurs mm-hmm. that are coming up. So what am I talking about? Well, last weekend, the infamous Band Ones came out once again for the millionth time since 1984. And the reason they are called the Band One is because, well, the NBA literally banned them from the court.
Right.
The shoes then were supposed to be more white-based, team color, and this was pretty much slathered in an array of red and black. And the league said, oh, absolutely not. And Nike said, yes, keep wearing them because this is good publicity. And little did they know, this was publicity that they were going to be able to use over and over and over again. So usually when Nike drops a shoe, right, they just drop it. We know it's out there through all the blogs and stuff. We line up around the block to get the shoes until they run out or we run out of money, right? Well, lately there's been a little lull. You know, people have been a little bored with models, you know, oversaturation and print. They're making too many of them. They're sitting on the shelves. They're going on sale. You know, my favorite part.
I know that's right.
Right. But I noticed a couple weeks ago I saw a Jordan Brand commercial. And I was like, that's odd. And it made me pay attention to the Jordan Brand commercial because the last time we got a really big Jordan Brand campaign was like the Air Jordan 20 when they brought back Spike Lee and they went really, really hard with that campaign, right? So
right.
I was like, okay, this is interesting. And they brought out all the heavy hitters. They had Luka in the commercial and this person and that person. Everybody that's under the Jordan Brand of you can't ban me. And it even goes into the Super Bowl. They had Jalen Hurts wearing a Band Jordan t-shirt. They had Jalen Hurts with the Love Hurts branding yesterday going into the Super Bowl parade. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And they're making all the right connections at all the right times, and it is working because the website's crashed. The stores were overrun. The sidewalks were full of trash and chairs.
Oh,
and it's a signal that Jordan Brand might be back.
All right. All right. A sure sign. A sure sign, right?
I mean, you have to keep the same trajectory. Like, usually All-Star Weekend, which is why I want to talk about this today, usually All-Star Weekend is a big sneaker weekend. Usually the big LeBrons and the KDs and the Kobes and the Jordans and all that stuff just floods the stores and everybody lines the block to try to collect them. But lately, the draw has dimmed, and it's been a lot due to, we can talk about saturation and price points or whatever, but a lot of it is due to lack of storytelling. You're not giving people that FOMO feeling. You're not building it up to where people feel like, I have to have this shoe for this reason or that reason,
right,
or whatever. And so I'm seeing through the Jordan brand and through some of the things that they're doing with Kobe, now that they've solved that situation with the estate and all of that, I'm seeing storytelling come back to the fold. And it's good to see. It brings the history back into the conversation. There are kids that don't know that Jordan shoe was banned or why it was banned or all these different rules and such of what you could and couldn't wear on the court. Because this is one of my boomerisms. Wear shoes that match the jersey.
Hey,
it drives me crazy.
Ooh.
All these mismatched shoes that don't match the colors of the jersey. Is not like, I'm not so 1970s, 80s, it has to be white-based or whatever, but can it at least match what we got going on
it's
up
for the,
top?
It's for the little people. It's all for
the little people. In the long run, like, it, on the other side of it, it makes me happy because there's more stuff for me to go out there and buy and to throw on sale and throw into all the discount stores and all that good stuff. But in the grand scheme, It's like it looks so much better when the shoe matches what you got on and you're playing in the gear and you look good and you feel good and you're playing good, like Dion used to say.
Yeah.
Another person is getting a super shoe resurgence, Nike brand, doing the storytelling of the branding. They brought back the first of all, they did a good job of letting people know it is not the 49ers colorway of the Diamond Terps. It is the Falcons colorway. He had that shoe before. He went across country into the Golden State. So we had that shoe, and then we came right back out with the signing day shoe, which was black and gold to match the all-black leather signing day fit with all the gold chains on top of it and the gold Jerry curl. Perfect match, right?
Yep.
And then we get to bowl week with Shedeur Sanders and the Senior Bowl and all that good stuff. And you got Shedeur and Dion Jr. and Dion there all in three different colorways of the Diamond Terp. Like, that's history all in ones. This the before, the future, the present, the past. You have Nike getting that great, great marketing you don't even have to pay for, really. You just have them put the shoes on and take the picture and bow. Everybody see it. But the storytelling is coming back. The history is coming back. And I think that is really helping the shoe landscape as a whole.
Yeah, listen, that is fantastic, right? They're going out for it, and I knew you would pick up on that. That's what you do. You also are notorious for finding those. Like you said, you're going to oversaturate the market, they're going to end up places, and you're going to end up with some bargains, right?
Yeah, that is the catch-22 of the oversaturation. They usually, once they see that happen, they usually make this big turn, and they get really limited, and you lower the quantities, and you up the prices, and try to recorrect some things, and that's where we're heading. But right now, the Rosses look really nice. Shout out to Andy Bunker. He was letting everybody know that all the TJ Maxx and Marshalls got all that nice, good Hawk stuff. If y'all, you know, need something to come meet us at 929 the game night, March 8th, I believe.
Yep.
TJ Maxx and Marshalls got some since Andy let the cat out the bag. I'll go ahead and tell y'all.
we're not going to end up out there on the floor doing swag surf again, are we?
Fourth quarter in city.
Oh, no.
If you are in a stadium or an arena and there is a sports going on, you are going to hit the swag surf. I don't care if the team is down 45. You're going to hit the swag surf. You have to. It's culture at this point. It's just a part of the city.
Yeah, we all end up doing that. Before you finish this up, though, you got to talk about Miss Collier last night and this money she picked up.
Ooh! Now, first off,
mm-hmm.
I kind of figured it was going to be a big or really crafty, athletic, long wingspan wing to take this competition. I was like, it's going to take a lot for a guard to win this competition. But any guard I thought was going to do it, I thought it was going to be our very own Alicia Gray. But no, it was rookie Aaliyah Edwards that was out there putting their work on them vets. Ooh, whoa. And she came very close to getting the ultimate bag. She got the 50K prize because she got dusted up out of there by Fee, man. Nafisia Collier is just a beast, dominating her own league.
How about that?
Just a beast out there, man. Defensive player of the year for a reason. Almost won a championship for a reason. And out there dominating her own league for a reason. Shout out to Fee. That's a player that needs a shoe. I need a Nafisia Collier shoe.
Ooh. Ooh.
Reebok, somebody get on it.
Wow, that might not be far away. 200 grand.
200 grand on top of the 250 they already making. And then they're going to go back to the W and get that money over there, too. They're getting all the money right now.
Well, right now, you know.
I think every member of the Owls got something like $5,000 or $10,000, too, because she won.
Nice.
So yeah, it was a nice little competition. The top four left with some money, and then the ultimate winner, their team, left with some money. So it's a nice little situation over there in Unrivaled. Now they got to figure out these games ending on a foul shot.
Yeah,
I'm in my feelings about the Ryan Howard Courtney Williams matchup. I'm still in my feelings about it. You don't have to say anything, Ryan. I'll say it. I'm in my feelings. Okay, we got tackled. Y'all say they pushed out of bounds, and y'all let Courtney go to the line, and that was all she wrote.
Uh-oh.
But Ryan showed why she's the smoothest, calmest, most unbothered player in the league, man.
Yeah.
Went from 0-8 to up 9-8 in a blink of an eye.
Man.
That's what she can do.
Absolutely.
Get ready to see it in Gateway Center.
Get ready to see it in Gateway. Get ready. Man, of course, it's reconfigured roster. Very excited about the possibilities for Atlanta Dream when they get started. It's going to take a little while. You got to wait a little while now, but it's on the way. And I think it's going to be an interesting and entertaining and fun summer with our WNBA team here in town. Looking forward to that.
Indeed. I'm super excited. Let's go.
All right. What else you got? Anything else? We really didn't talk much about Super Bowl. I know we were going to talk about some of that earlier.
Man, the Super Bowl. I was just, you know, waiting to see if I was going to have that same experience we had in Houston. But halfway through the third quarter, I was like, well, this is a wrap.
Yeah.
Y'all can go ahead and get the buses, as I like to say. Get the buses.
Warm them up. And you know, I was looking for I'm with you. I was looking for second half. I said, okay, second half, here we come. They got the ball, start the second half. Something's going to happen. And nothing happened.
You kept
waiting for something to happen, and it wouldn't. Like we alluded to earlier, one of the reasons is those guys from UGA on that defensive side of the ball who just there's a lot of things, man. They were dribbling Mahomes like a basketball back there. I was like, good grief.
Not one blitz, Sam.
Yeah.
Not one blitz called, and you terrorized that man.
Yeah.
Ooh. It was like a pit bull off a leash.
Not what I was expecting at all of the game. But, you know, hey, Philadelphia gets it. And there are people who are asking the question, Is KC done? Is this like all for them? I don't think so.
They'll figure out how to reload and retool, and they'll reconfigure their game plan to something else that works, just like New England did. They'll figure all of those things out. But will they get back next year? I don't know. Is Travis Kelce coming back? I don't know. Yeah. But I know this: Xavier Worthy might have been the best player on the field for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
He had a quiet, 157 and a touchdown?
Mm-hmm.
He was balling.
Yep. He said, I'm showing up. I'm doing my part.
You got that silver lining.
You know what I mean? Spotlight's on. I'm shining. I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all. But, boy, it wasn't the kind of game, you know. But shout out to the Eagles in Philadelphia. And we just heard it, you know, from Scarborough earlier today. We're going to hear it tomorrow. Terrell Thomas is going to join us tomorrow. He was there for the parade, and obviously he's going to talk about that. We're going to talk a little NBA with him as well, NBA and NBA All-Star Weekend, because we get set for the All-Star Games tomorrow evening. We talk about that. So Terrell Thomas will join us tomorrow. Kyle Sandy's going to join us early tomorrow to get us set for a high school state championship tournament week. Well, not just week, but the beginning of it, because the next several weeks, the march to Macon begins with the state high school tournaments. The region tournaments, some are wrapping up today. And they will be done with that phase of the season, get to the state tournament, and some interesting first-round matchups already out there. I think we got a Mill Creek at Westlake. You know, boy, I mean, you got some nice matchups already out there for the state tournament. Kyle's going to tell us about that. And Adam Alexander is going to join us to talk about what's happening down at Daytona as they get set to run Daytona 500 tomorrow. I understand they rescheduled the start of the race for like 1:30. They think some inclement weather may be coming through. We may be looking at some Monday racing, actually, folks. But, I mean, if the rain doesn't do it, they're able to get out there and get the race in. That's coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about NASCAR a little bit later on, some of the things that are happening, some exciting things that are happening, and a sudden departure from a racing team. We'll get into that a little later on this morning as well. But right now, we're getting ready to talk some baseball. The Braves. They are down at spring training. They're getting things going, and Grant McCauley is there. Grant will join us next. You stay with us on this Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.